Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we're visiting with Jennifer Gasser. And of course, she's in charge of a whole lot of music at the Atlantic School. So good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I know you are busy, 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 along with a lot of students because of this event that's coming right up tomorrow night.
That is correct. We have Swing In happening tomorrow night at 7:30. We have the jazz band performing first, followed by the JV Show Choir Diversity and the Varsity Show Choir Premiere.
Wow. How many students in total does that include?
We have 90 in the show choir program.
Wow.
And about maybe 15, 20 in the jazz band program.
Wow. Lots of students. Great thing for students. And it's so good for the rest of us because we get to come and hear you. And again, that's tomorrow night, Thursday the 15th at 7:30 at the Atlantic High School.
That is correct. All right. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for students.
Okay, what kinds of music are we going to hear?
The jazz band is going to be playing some jazz band numbers. I think they have a Latin tune and some blues tunes. And then the JV Show Choir is going to be performing their show called From Darkness Into Light, which includes Shadows of the Night, Endless Night from The Lion King, Light Up the World, and Lights by Elia Goulding. And then the Varsity Show Choir is performing their show called Breaking Free with Great Escape, Riding the Storm Out by REO Speedwagon, a new piece called We Will Rise. It's an original ballad, followed by Runaway Baby, Damaged, and the closer is a mashup of Undefeated and I'm on a Roll.
So it sounds like, Jennifer, you and I'm sure you usually try to do this, you do some kind of older, well-known songs, some really new songs, and something to kind of try to please everybody's listening favorites.
That is exactly what we're doing. We usually do a little bit of everything. That way we take care of all of our audience members.
You bet. Everybody can come and enjoy it, and music is so important. So, Jennifer, let's talk just a little bit about you. You've been at the Atlantic High School for a while.
Yes, I've been here. This is my third year this year.
Wow, great. I want to know, when did you just know that you loved music and you started playing something or dancing to music? Can you think back to when that started in your life?
I was started really young. My parents knew this was probably something I was going to end up doing from about the age of 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing music into a boombox, if you remember those days, at about age 4. And I've been singing ever since, and I played in band as well in high school. And when I then went to Wayne State College and started performing there and became a music educator.
Were you ever in, like, student bands, your own little band?
No, we just did school events because that kept me busy enough.
Yeah, and I know it's, sometimes now we have students that have their little band in the garage and whatever. So, and what instruments do you play? I know you play piano.
I play piano. I also play French horn, flute, and bass guitar.
Wow. Okay. In my mind, a wide variety there. And let's talk about working with students. How do you get students interested? How do you help students along? Let's talk a little bit about your programs.
Well, right now we've been growing our program just by word of mouth, and I let the students do the recruiting because it's better to come from the students, and we try to make the choir the best atmosphere ever and exciting and fun, and that's what we work towards.
Okay. And how often do they meet?
Now, we have choir every other day, and the opposite days we have show choir during the school day. So we're very fortunate here at Atlantic that our show choir and our choir programs all meet within the school day.
Tell me a little bit about the difference between choir and show choir.
Our concert choir or chamber choirs, we have 3 of those that meet during the school day on B days. And what they do during those periods is we work on our more classical pieces like your Haydns and your Mozarts and our 21st century types of pieces, which is your standard stand and sing kind of pieces. And then our show choir usually does your contemporary and your pop music, stuff you would hear on the radio, and they dance to that as well.
So who does the dance moves? Who does the choreographer?
Our choreographer is from Lincoln, Nebraska for our Varsity Show Choir, and his wife is our JV Show Choir.
Okay.
Choreographer.
And, I'm sure some students just love that part of it, but I'm thinking there are some others that might have, as we'd say, 2 left feet. How do you get through that?
We start them all off when a kid enters the program as a freshman. We start them off in the JV show choir, so that it's a little bit easier choreography for them, and it gives them some time to gain those skills before auditioning for the varsity show choir, because our top group is an audition group. We accept 42 kids into that one.
Okay. Who decides the costumes?
I do a lot of the costume deciding. We get new costumes every 3 years, but we also have our costume designer is out of Mississippi, and she does a fantastic job of making our outfits look good for every person in the choir. And so she does a lot of help with that, and she asks what kind of shows we do, and it's kind of a team effort.
Yeah, well, that's good. You have all those experts that are helping you along, because there's so much to do to put together a show.
It is. It takes a lot of work. Our choreographer is also a part of that team. He also helps decide the music as well as the costume designing. So it's a kind of a three-person job here. We have our choreographer, the designer, and myself that make all those decisions.
And then when you get ready to do a performance, as you're going to do tomorrow evening, what about, I'm thinking this, the sound, and I don't know, do you do makeup? What do you have to do in addition to getting the music and that performance ready?
All of our music, we start our music and our choreography as early as last week in July. So we've been working on this for quite some time with every other day during the school day. We also, yes, we do have makeup. They have their standard makeup, which everyone has to match. They match their colors and everything with makeup, and hair has to be identical. So it takes us an hour just to get ready for the show.
I imagine so. And then in terms of, for instance, the staging, the sound, all that sort of thing.
Staging and sound, we do have a show choir pit that includes some high school students from the band program. So you'll not only see some of the members in the jazz band, you will also see them in the show choir as well, either on the stage or behind the show choir playing in the pit. So that's a lot of rehearsal with the pit as well, the drummers and the piano players and saxophones and trumpets. We work with them about once every 2 or 3 weeks. So about once a month we work with the pit on a Friday evening or Friday morning.
So this takes a lot of dedication, not only from you as instructors, but also from all the students. I mean, they need to show up.
Yes, and it's something they want to do. They want to be successful, and they enjoy what they're doing, or they wouldn't be here.
Okay. Tell us just a little bit about the instructor for the jazz band.
Jared O'Donnell's the instructor from the jazz band. This is his sixth year here at Atlantic. He's doing a great job with the kids. They're going to have a good performance for everyone tomorrow night, and he's just doing a really great job.
Okay. You have some contests coming up with other schools?
Yes. Jared, the band director, has a jazz band competition on Saturday, and we have a show choir competition the following Saturday, January 24th. And then we're lucky here at Atlantic to host both the State Jazz Band Festival and the State Show Choir Festival. And they're back-to-back. We have State Jazz Band here at Atlantic on January 31st and the State Show Choir on February 2nd, Monday the 2nd. So it's a great time. If people wanted to hear some other show choirs and jazz bands, those are two great days to come here to the high school and listen to other jazz bands and show choirs.
Okay, good point, Jennifer. I'm sure a lot of people never even thought about that could be a possibility. But they should be sure to come tomorrow night, because this is sort of your kickoff to your initial performance before these contests.
That is correct.
Okay, good time to get out there in front of an audience and show off and enjoy the good time. So again, Jennifer, this is tomorrow night, the 15th.
At
7:30 at Atlantic High School. Come and enjoy the great music. We want to thank you very much, Jennifer Gasser, visiting us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought from Hans Christian Andersen: where words fail, music speaks.